Tower, HKX, mobile.
Brent AP, good morning, Patrick.
Ned, you out here by yourself still?
Here all along.
Was the truck on time or was it late today also? Much longer than do you? Cool out here this morning.
A little bit nippy this morning, but I don't see no frost.
A little bit up here. Not real heavy. It's 30 degrees.
Frost, I don't want to lose my plums. They already buried plums, so I don't want to lose them.
Not happy about this.
Not gonna be too happy about this weather.
Big Z Mobile.
Yeah.
Morning, fellas.
POT Mobile. Buddy, how's everybody doing?
Better if I still in my nice warm bed.
Matt.
Sorry about yesterday. I think Ken had come on and I got a road call come in and I had to pull over on the side of the road, get the information and go into the shop and put all that down. But I was on the phone with that guy till I got to the shop, so I missed you guys. So I missed the sign off yesterday.
Something come up. We just wanted to make the situation work, make sure you're all right. Well,
good day. Good. Just trying to get the day going.
Damn, that was something good.
Yeah, I'm just trying to stay awake. I didn't sleep at all last night. I'd be doing good just to stay home today.
Sleeping not good going.
Prices jump up about 30 cents overnight. I'm pretty sure I saw this one gas station at like 224 or something, 225 yesterday. It's at 254 this morning.
Made a big jump overnight.
Heard that. I hadn't seen nothing on that.
Deal with Russia sending 100,000 troops fixing to go into the Ukraine.
No, that's true. I did see that. That's very possible.
So, already started intercepting their fighters and bombers and stuff. And it's fixing to hit the fan.
For a pretty big mess right there.
I was trying to get down the driveway. I took the trailer all the way up to the house last night, and it's a little tricky. So I had to pay attention to getting out of there.
From that new adjuster that they threw on you, if they got that mess straightened out.
And I've been kicking that hornet's nest all day yesterday. I called every number I had for Allstate, every number I've had for Lawyer, for Matco. I have been kicking them on every side to get this thing moving. The guy's going to sell the truck next Friday, whether it's to me or somebody else.
What a nightmare. Man, I hate to hear that.
Doing the same thing again today. After every stop, somebody gets a phone call.
Saying.
Well, I had to talk to him. Supposed to talk to him a little later today. Because I told him I needed to talk to him now. I need something done.
Well, it sounds like that thing is turning into, like, the worst possible scenario.
Is what happened is Allstate's losing all their employees, from what I can gather. The last few adjusters have all quit. The one that called last week, she wasn't actually an adjuster, come to find out. She was only an adjuster for, or claims agent for, the loss of business. So she's trying to help what she can, but I need something done. I need somebody to do something. 4-HK. So I've been calling Matco because they set us up with these people. I've been burning their ear. I've been calling the lawyer. I've been calling the finance company. I've been calling the law, you know, everybody I got a number for that's got anything to do with this.
Sounds like that's about all you can do right now, though, short of showing up at somebody's doorstep.
Do that, because I'll end up with some funny little bracelets.
Add anything like that to this mess?
I don't want to, and I've tried to be patient and just go along with it. Nobody's listening, nobody cares. So now they're going to get the other side of me.
People like you, they take advantage of while the behind is screaming and dancing around, they squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah, I just don't do business that way. And I hate those people. I don't want to be those people. Don't want nothing to do with them. But they give you no choice. I mean, I have my back against the wall and I have no option here. I decided yesterday if I'm going to have a hard time at work, everybody else is too. How's everybody else's work going? How's it holding up?
I'm just about done.
What done yesterday?
A little bit after 7.
I'm sitting on the side of the road right now. I'm going to get parts this morning for him, I guess. If he wants his truck fixed.
Can I have him or let it sit there?
Until he gets them.
Tim, have y'all started having problems getting parts yet? To several of my shop owners yesterday, and they were all complaining about can't get parts. Parts suppliers are telling them that it's getting worse. I was just wondering if it's hitting y'all's industry also.
And to be honest with you, it's mainly just Ford parts. Those are the ones that are the absolute worst. Everybody else is kind of trucking along like normal. They might not have everything in stock that they normally would have in stock, but if it was a normal stocking item, we can still usually have it the next day. So that kind of stuff is... It's not, you know, it's not overwhelming for us, but the Ford stuff is by far, it's absolute nonsense.
That's surprising. Normally they were pretty good with stocking parts.
These bigger trucks, like, you know, you get into like the F-550s, F-650s, that kind of stuff, or even the 750s. We have several people that have those, and they just... The people around here don't want anything to do with them as far as parts go. And anything that you do have to order, we got one right now that we've had to order a couple different things for, and each time there, it's a month out on parts.
That is, like I say, that's odd. You're normally, they've done a pretty good job, because I worked on the 650s and 750s also. I mean, you might have to wait a day or two, but nothing like that.
Up, so I'm hop out of here. Hope you guys have a fantastic day. 7-3 to you, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you in the morning or very soon. KK4 POT.
7-3, Tim. Have a good day.
Day is done. That was yesterday.
Say he's done early today.
Isn't it lucky here lately?
Have you a biscuit and an extra cup of coffee this morning?
Pot. 25 cups at a time, and they'll be gone by this afternoon.
Tim, how's the business doing with those ribs? I said Tim, but I meant to say Mike.
What was the question?
I was saying, how's the missus with those ribs that you were concerned about?
I've got pain and
restriction of motion, but that's all to be expected. I mean, she's functioning. She's getting around, so it's not near as bad as it was. The only time she really gets to complaining is when she doesn't take Advil. She's been, that Advil's been keeping the pain under wraps.
I'm coming up on my pole up here, so I'm going to stay 7-3 for a little bit. That's KO4 ATX. We're on your bottom.
Have a good one if I don't catch you. 7-3, be careful. KK4 NXT.
Patrick, I'll be in the house by the time you get out, so 7-3, see.
Put it in that truck this morning, ain't it?
A little bit, but I got a good heater.
You okay?
Going fine so far. Hospital wasn't saying much about Emily. Harold got a hold of him yesterday and told him that you either start answering our questions or we going to USMC. Answering questions real quick.
What to him about it?
Privacy Act thing. They wasn't even basically telling him him anything or her husband or her.
In a sense, I mean, you put on the form who you want that information divulged to. Yeah, that's crazy. Are they still isolating everybody like there's a plague going on or something?
Fireman, if she wasn't on the OB floor with the baby, her husband couldn't stay with her. He'd be stuck outside and he wouldn't even be able to see her.
Morning, gentlemen. KO4 CEF.
Good morning.
D7J.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
I just got up about an hour ago and kind of getting rolling here a little bit. Heard you on, thought I'd say good morning.
Any additions?
I've scaled it down to more handyman type stuff. I finished up a couple big jobs, and I'm just kind of scaling down to being more retired than running a big photography business and doing additions and all that kind of stuff.
Lumber prices are out of the market.
I'm telling you what, I've bid a couple of deck jobs, and they love the labor and hated the material price. So they're waiting. But people are still spending, I'll tell you that.
To the average house build, that the increase in lumber prices adds about $24,000 to $25,000 in addition to what it would normally cost.
The fact of the matter is that a lot of times, the last deck we built, which was a pretty good sized deck, we had to get lumber delivered from three different Home Depots because not one of them had everything in stock.
He's running in the same thing. Well, it's good to hear you, Bob. I'm glad I got a chance. I'll tell Tim I talked to you this morning and 7-3s to you.
Yeah, good to hear you, Mike, and didn't mean to interrupt the other gentleman, so thanks for that. And say hey to Tim. I'm going to do the final prep work today and put my second tower up. I've got a 6-meter stack going up. Hopefully it'll all be standing up in the air tomorrow, but you never know. You have a good one, Mike. Good to hear you. Say hey to everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon. November Delta 7 Japan 73.
Do you guys know how much lumber's going up?
Harold told me the other day in Charleston it's costing somewhere around $700-$750 a square foot to build a house down there.
Know who can afford that?
Low deck chair, and probably cost me $20 the first time I built it. Just a couple 1x4s, 1x6s, and 1x2s was like 40, almost 50 bucks. Now, that was ridiculous.
I was spending $100
on it. Crazy. A lot of the blocks not gone up,
concrete block's not gone off that much. I think 8 cents a block. But some of the plywoods have gone up just incredible. And then all of your pressure treated stuff, I'm kind of, you know, they're talking about those prices settling back down. I got a couple of projects I'm kind of waiting on, see if the price does come on down.
Guys, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Cam 4NAP will be clear.
Enjoy your coffee. Have a great day. 73s, KK4NXE.
KN4TFW.
Risen 130% in 2020, Mike, if you're still there.
One of the guys on YouTube was showing what he paid last year versus what he paid this year, just astronomical.
Home Depot or Lowe's, 84 Builder or whatever, you can't walk in any of them places without walking out spending at least $100. That's just on odds and ends.
Hope things straighten back out, but I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know.
By maybe the end of 2021, 2022, it'll bounce back. But, you know, my opinion, for whatever it's worth, is, you know, when you get a price increase on something, it generally, they've gotten away with selling it. People are still buying it, so they generally don't drop it. They might drop it a little, but it's not going to come back to where it was, you know, a year and a half ago, I don't think anyway, but for whatever it's worth.
Good point made.
Let you go. I got to run outside to the building and grab a couple things. I'm kind of preparing tools and stuff, so I'm going to got something on my brain here. I need to run out there before I forget it. And you probably know how that is. So have a good morning. Say hey to everybody. Say hi to Jim. Hope your family's doing well. And we'll talk to you again, I'm sure. November Delta 7 Japan.
Bob, KK4NXE. Ken, you doing any building projects?
Accumulating some woodworking tools to do some stuff, but dang, with the price of wood, I kind of put a damper on it.
So, I know pressure treated's crazy, and that's basically what I'm looking for, doing some outdoor projects.
Check 84 Lumber, their prices have been consistently lower than Home Depot and Lowe's.
Bought a whole stack of 7/16 OSB at the beginning of the year, and it cost, for work, and it cost me $1,900. And then I bought some here last month, same amount, and it cost me almost $25.
Figuring in less than a year.
Or if that was a year, wasn't it? 5 months.
That's right. In just 3 months, that's crazy.
Got another $50. I won't be able to put it on my company card because I got a single item limit at $2,500.
Got any projects going on?
Working. I'm ready for it to come back down, but I agree. It probably won't be anytime soon.
How'd you like that new? Didn't you buy a new camper, Andrew?
Yeah, we bought the 32-foot Puma last time we were down at the beach. I mean, it's nice. A few little warranty things that I found they're going to have to fix. So I got to call down there and give them permission to be able to go pick up my camper and take it back to Camping World and fix it. But I think that's pretty much anything you buy, just about. I mean, I don't know.
Take care of you.
Hey, y'all. I hope this cold weather didn't kill my garden. It was showing 30 at my house this morning. How about y'all?
Cold up there, but we covered everything up with plastic last night.
Yeah, it's saying 39 here in Greer right now. I didn't never look to see what it was at the house, but I had frost on top of the car.
Yeah, I checked my weather station. It was saying 30 degrees, but everywhere else was saying it was around 35. But yeah, I saw the frost on top of my wife's car. So
yeah, it's into the garage last night.
Supposed to be cool the next couple days, isn't it?
Tomorrow, and it maybe warm up a little bit on Saturday, but supposed to thunderstorms on Saturday. 4 HKX.
Morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Antenna didn't open for you yesterday, did it?
Sorry, Andrew. I missed that.
I was just watching 10 meters yesterday, and it looked like it didn't open at all, so it was quiet all night.
Had a little bit. I didn't see anything or didn't hear anybody, so. My fellas, you guys, all three of you, have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. 7-3, KK4NXZ, and I'm going to be clear. 3, Tim. Good one.
7-3s, Mike. Hopefully we'll catch you on another morning. I'm going to have to head on in myself. So, Patrick, Ken, y'all have a good one. 7-3-2, KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you find them.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
Have an awesome day. Catch you maybe this afternoon or in the morning. KN4TFW.
So why I keep calling Mike by Tim's name, I just keep doing it over and over again.
For some time.
Contact last night?
Not the radio. By the time I walked the dog, got me something to eat, got all the plants in, I just settled in, watched a little bit of old-time TV, and turned in.
Yeah, I ended up working out in the trailer most of the evening, trying to straighten it up and go through things and move it around where I could find it.
Yeah, I saw a I'm on a Facebook group, and I saw a bunch of the CB. People were saying that 10 was open, but I never did look.
That DX Heat looking, and there were people making contacts, but I never heard any of it at all.
It's just kind of funny.
Talking about those lumber prices, that's why I put looking at a house or building a house or anything like that on hold right now.
Keep doing an addition and that to get a downstairs master, but man, that ain't happening anytime soon.
Prices.
They're just building and building and building. I mean, the other weekend I was headed over to the ball field and I passed two big subdivisions that had, 50 houses in it that were all almost built.
I don't know how people are affording to do it with the kind of prices I'm seeing on stuff.
It'll take a big crash here in a few years. You wait and see.
Problem is, I was wanting to build a house within the, the next year, year and a half. That ain't gonna happen.
It is to save on labor and do it yourself now.
It ain't gonna happen. I just don't have the time.
What time you got in the evenings?
Just like yesterday, I'm out stocking the truck and all that. I might have 30, 45 minutes I can spare to play on the radio for a few minutes, but I don't have all evening. I've got orders to check in, things to order for everybody else to find it, where I can get it. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes than what people realize.
Yeah, that order is probably coming to a screeching halt when you can't get nothing in, right?
Yeah, it's definitely being hindering. That's where I'm having to call a couple other vendors and wholesale places I'm set up with so I can try to get things that they need. Macco branded stuff is still the same thing and move on.
A text with a contact for that Valen and she'll be able to put you on to the right place.
Appreciate that. That'll help me out greatly on gloves anyway. Group of us up here in the upstate where we're texting each other all the time, hey, you got this, you got that, because we can't get it and we can't find it, so we're trying to see if anybody else has it, in their storage so we can move it and get rid of it, and even that's starting to run out now.
It's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better.
On that, I just don't know what to do, dealing with this truck. I started calling around yesterday trying to push everybody along to get it going, get the other one paid for and off my, where I'm not paying for it anymore. But I don't know about buying the new one right now. I mean, it's just, business is slowing down because of everything. You can't get it, and so much is on back order.
It may take you 6 or 8 months to get a truck, and then by the time you get it, the business might just be gone almost.
Well, I'm worried about this coming fall. That's usually when things slow down for us, is in the fall. And I don't know. It'll be interesting, that's for sure.
Anything they can to push out the small businesses. Better until they stop giving people free money.
Because everywhere I went yesterday, that's what we were talking about, is can't find any help. Do you know where anybody helps at? I can't find anybody.
You can't find anybody anywhere, you know, and then the people that are working are having to, you know, work extra overtime just to help the company meet the demands, and they're getting tired.
My business has shortened their hours, and they're closing early and opening later because the employees they have, they're just wearing them out, and they just don't have anybody for backup.
They take care of the people that keep showing up every day.
Fast food chain up here in Hendersonville that's work today, pay today. Today, you get paid today.
You should be able to pick up somebody on that.
But what kind of labor are you going to get?
Labor, like a guy at work was telling me, the other guy, you know, he orders online, he goes and picks up at Walmart, and then at Walmart, when the guy comes to bring it out, the kid asks him, like, his birth date or whatever, you know, and he tells him, you know, June something, 19th, whatever, and the kid says, no, I need the number. The kid he didn't know what month June was, and these are the people that want $15 an hour.
God forbid they have to actually make change also.
Extra pennies so that, you know, they give you a dime or a nickel back. Boy, that'll mess them up.
Do it just to watch the looks on their face. Telling me there's a fast food place in Easley there yesterday that's got a $400 sign-on bonus.
Hopefully you got to stay there a few months before you can get it.
Pay it out over a 6 month period, so who knows.
And I just left is probably struggling big time.
Funny is, then you got a few shops or they're so busy they're having to turn work away because they actually get in there and work and they have a full crew and get the job done. They're turning work away no matter what they're charging. People are just leaving it and waiting.
Trouble just finding freight lines to come and pick up our stuff to deliver it. Sometimes it takes them 3 or 4 days to get there. Sometimes they never show, and they don't have warehouses. They just move it around on the dock, and their docks are full, and they just can't get it delivered. Heck, the FedEx guy hasn't been to our place in 3 days. KN4TFW.
To the radio there last week, I believe it was, and they were talking about shipping being up 65%. I don't know if that's across the board or if that's just, you know, small ground or freight also. I don't know. But, yeah, FedEx up here where I deal with my freight, they're struggling to keep up. Their dock's full. They can't move it around. Begging people to just come get it out of the way.
Yeah, you can't find nobody to work. But then the people that you do, they're iffy at best. You know, the UPS carrier guy that comes to our place, he's always out at least one day a week.
You got the same UPS driver more than once?
Right.
weeks, 6 and 8 weeks worth of vacation because you're a union shop. That's what they get. Time to turn on the gravel road here.
What road at?
Well, 290 ought to, might as well be gravel as rough as it is all the way down through there.
Yeah, I heard them complaining about that thing. I forget what I saw on the news or something. That intersection where the little restaurant, the Dollar General, and they made it be a four-way stop, they were complaining about that one.
Yeah, that thing's really rough, especially when you're coming this direction trying to stop. I mean, you got to stop way back because it's so rough, it beats you to death.
Yeah, it's all them heavy trucks trying to stop. You know, the gravel trucks and that coming out of those places.
Well, you got this concrete company up here on the upper end. Then you got the rock quarry down there at Sandy Flats. And a lot of heavy trucks on this road anyway, and it's a small road. So they're going to have to do something with it because, I mean, it is beat all to pieces.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've been up through that way. I don't really have any reason to go up that way unless I'm going to the farmer's market in Asheville now.
Needs to go to a farmer's market.
Down here.
Paid attention, but that's something I don't see down here is the produce stands and stuff like that that offer fresh produce.
Come by nowadays. And we should start seeing some of them here in a little bit, but yeah, I don't know. The prices aren't any better sometimes.
The time what those places are doing is going to the farmer's market, buying it, and bringing it back anyway.
Here over there on that 414, headed over towards 276, there was a big tomato field you could get tomatoes at.
Beechwood or birchwood, whatever it is over there on 414.
Yeah, something like that.
On that intersection right now.
They had a bad wreck right there before they put up the four-way stop.
Quite a few of them when I'm driving up and down through here. A friend of mine's actually been hit there one night coming back from the racetrack. Totaled out his truck. Tore it all to pieces.
It torched 25 and a kid in a pickup truck come out of that side over there where the Dollar General is, and he just must have looked and thought he didn't see anything, and he just never stopped, and boy, she T-boned him. Her little old Toyota stopped from 45 to zero in about 15 feet.
Abrupt stop, too.
She hasn't drove since, and that's been about 3 years.
She hadn't drove in 3 years since that accident?
Had he been driving?
May never drive again. At that, you just got to get back at it. I know it's scary. You know, every time I go through that intersection where I got hit, I'm a little more cautious.
Yeah, he had a wreck on Wade Hampton. Somebody pulled out of that Starbucks there by the Lowe's and totaled out his car and that. He won't ride in the right-hand lane to save his life.
Think you got to be on your A-game down here, that's for sure. They're coming at you from everywhere.
You got a ton of people coming in from different states where they drive real aggressive, and then you got people down here that shouldn't even have a license, and it just makes it really bad. Generally, I'm doing under the speed limit and letting everybody pass me. That way they get there before me, and that I'd rather come up on them than, you know, have them, you know, something happen. KN4 TFW.
For HKX, yeah, I get what you're saying, and you just got to be on your toes, that's for sure. And, you know, there's lots of people down here driving that don't have a license. Most of them have lost their license. You're about to be to work by now, hadn't you?
Miles out, just past Highway 9 where that Northern Tool is?
No, there was a Northern Tool over that way.
At the interstate, they usually got some pretty good deals.
It'd be a lot easier than the one on Woodruff Road.
Access road beside the interstate, it's pretty easy to get in and out of. Although that intersection, if you're getting off there, if you're headed south, it's terrible getting off there. They're hitting a red light, and you know, Highway 9 is a four lane, and it's tough to get out of there if you're making the left.
I got me one at Darby Road.
Out in front of you?
In front of me?
Nobody behind you. You know, you could have waited another 5 seconds and then had to eat. These are people that they turn right in front of you, you know, and cut across three lanes to get into a parking lot or a business, and then the entrance is really rough, and then they slow down to almost a stop right in front of you so they don't hit the bump real hard.
Yeah, I see that one quite a bit. I have to be careful of that myself with this trailer behind me. The entrance and exits to parking lot are so high down here. If I hit them too fast, the trailer bottoms out.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, she lives up in Cary, North Carolina, up by Raleigh. And when they build all their roads and that, like, you know, the main roads like Wade Hampton and that, you can't enter a business off of the main road. You have to turn onto a side street and enter into the complex that way. There's nobody stopping, you know, at a non-intersection.
Would be a good idea. That way you're not, the bulk of traffic is not having to stop for one car.
I'm getting ready to come up. I see the sky getting a little bit light.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to pass by your house, and to my left, the sun's just starting to crest. You can see the pink in the sky.
I need to get off at 4 today, so you might not hear me on the radio in the afternoon.
Thank you for that. Surprised they haven't ground up 290 like they have all the other roads and repaved it. But there's so much traffic on it, you talk about chaos.
It'll be tough. The traffic's bad enough when it's on a good day. And you stop in traffic and go down to one lane somewhere, man, that thing would be terrible.
I think I'd go all the way back around to Rutherford Road out to Pleasantburg and back up 25 that way. It'd be quicker.
Down the road to the gate here, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day and stay safe, and try to catch you this afternoon or another morning. KN4 TFW.
Have yourself a great day. Have a good, fun day at work. And I'll stay safe out here, hopefully. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.